Okay, so tonight we're going to start the Vadin of Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Every Wednesday night, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to learn another piece from Rav Pinkus's beautiful Torah. Most of the Torah comes from a sefer called Tiferes Shimshon, which is a five-volume set that we have in the Beis Medrash. And it's basically a lika of all of the svarim that Rav Pinkus wrote, or that was written from Rav Pinkus's Torah. Just to give a little bit of a biographical background on Rav Pinkus, Rav Pinkus was an American-born gadol. He was born in Brooklyn, and he grew up in Brooklyn. He went to Eretz Yisrael, to Brisk, where he learned for many years, and he got married, he had a family. Eventually, with his brilliant mind and his charisma and his oratory skills, he basically was a one-man storm going through Eretz Yisrael and the world, being makariv many people, giving hashkafa to many people. His base was a city called Ofakim, which is in the Negev, where he served as a rav, but he really spread his Torah all over the universe. He traveled from country to country. The fact that he was also American-born and English-speaking helped, you know, spread his word much further, because he had many, many more audiences than just in Eretz Yisrael. And he was on his way to really becoming one of the G'dayli Yisrael, maybe he was already one of the G'dayli Yisrael, but he was on the trajectory of becoming, you know, really, really huge. And then, of course, tragically, his life was cut short in a terrible car accident, which was on Erev Pesach. And he was nifter, his wife was nifteres. Some of his children were either nifter or very badly injured. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy. In general, it would be a terrible tragedy, beside, you know, just on a human level. But the irreparable loss to the hashpa that he would have on Klal Yisrael is incalculable. After he was nifter, his children began to publish his svarim. They took a lot of the tape recordings that were very popular and they put it into print. And so, in addition to the svarim that he had published b'chayev, including a sefer called Sha'arim B'Tfila, which is quite I think it was a classic when he was alive already, which is the many different nuances of Tfila. Every chapter is another description of Tfila as you find through Tanakh. There's Akka, and there's Tfila, and there's Chanina. There's different languages of Tfila that are used, and he goes in the sefer and explains each and every one of them, and the you know, the power of each layer of tefillah. He has a sefer on Chumash. He had a few other svarim, but the popularity of his svarim really exploded posthumously, and it took the world by storm. The svarim on Yom Tovim, and then on Chumash, there's Haggadah, there's Hashkafa, there's a small volume that I have on his letters. Many, many svarim, dozens maybe svarim, and now they're of course being translated into English by Feldheim. His svarim are very popular, and the reason why they're so popular is that his Torah is extremely current. He speaks to our generation, he speaks to our challenges, to our concerns, to our aspirations. And so I personally love learning Rav Shimshon Pinkus's Torah, and I've done many years of Vadin on it, not consecutively, I don't think, but whenever I have an opportunity to recharge with Rav Pinkus, that's what I'll do. So every year I try to, you know, use different svarim for the Vadin. Tuesday night a sefer, Wednesday night a sefer. This year, Tuesday night, as you know, is going to be Aurelia Lapian's Torah. Tonight's going to be Rav Shimshon Pinkus's Torah, but it's a go-to sefer for me because I really love his Torah, and I think you will also, and that's the hope. So every week we'll go through a different vart that he has, either on the parasha or on a yantif or stam, and I think we'll really come away from it very enriched. So This evening, again, I apologize for not making photocopies for you, but if you would want to look at it, or people that are listening to this, it's on page Ayin Resh Beis in Tiferes Shimshon on this week's Parsha, Kisavei. And the title of it is Kinyan Mesikas HaTorah De Hasmada. This is a common problem that we have. A lot of us, and every day, Kimat, people come over to me, Talmidim come over to me and tell me in one form or another that they learn, but they don't like learning. They learn, but they don't have any geshmak in learning, and they don't know what to do, and they're, you know, they want to have a geshmak in learning. Who doesn't want to have a geshmak in learning? But it just doesn't go. It's just something that, like, it's frustrating, you know. You don't want to be learning and not enjoying it for the rest of your life. And you see other people in the Beis Medrash, or you read stories about Gedolim and how they're infatuated with learning. It's all they want to do. And they're, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, they get bitten by the Torah bug. And you want to have that also. But for some reason, it's not going. So we're going to hopefully address that this evening. The Pasuk says, you're going to be happy with all of the good that Hashem gives you. This is, of course, preceding the Teicha. Whenever you hear like a good pasuk like that, just duck, because the Teicha is on its way. So, you should be happy with all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And there's a very, very famous Arachayim HaKadosh. Anyone know the Arachayim HaKadosh on this pasuk? It's been made into many songs, right? There's a song about it, and it's something that many people know this by heart. What does the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh say on this? He speaks about the arevus and the mesikos of liman haTorah. How sweet and how geshmak, how pleasant, how pleasurable it is to learn Torah. The samachta b'chal haTorah says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, shem hayu bnei adam margishim b'mesikos v'arevus tov haTorah. If a person would only be able to feel the sweetness and the beauty and how good the Torah is, that's v'samachta b'chal ha'tayv. B'chal ha'tayv is the Torah. Torah is kol ha'tayv. It has all the tayvus in it. If you would be able to understand how truly enjoyable and pleasurable Torah is designed to be in a perfect setting, a person would go crazy to attain it. You would run after it. You would just chase after it. That's all you would want to do all day if you realized how amazingly geshmak it is to learn. And everything in the world that everybody's running after, all the money and all the power and all the fame and all the celebrity, everything that people are going crazy with, and, you know, everybody, you know, we want to be rich, we want to be powerful, we want to be famous, we want to have a, you know, a startup company, we want to be a millionaire by this age and a billionaire by that age. If you would understand how geshmak it is to learn Torah, to sit and engage in the most pleasuresome activity, which is Torah, it would be, you would look at the whole world, and it would be like nothing to you. It wouldn't be even interesting. You would have no interest in all of that glitters on the outside world. It wouldn't be interested. People, like, we're always looking and we're interested in, you know, what's going on, news, how rich is this guy, and how much did this guy make last year, and how much did he lose, what planes did he buy, what yacht is, who cares? All I care about is Torah. I don't care about that. It's not interesting to me. If it is interesting to us, it's because we haven't really felt and sensed the geshmak of Torah. Because if we would feel the geshmak of Torah, it wouldn't be, you know, it would be something that would be so trivial, everything else. It would be like child's play, like who cares? It's like, just like, you know, is anyone interested in, I don't know, Lego blocks today? Like, nobody cares. When you're a kid, you're interested in Lego. When you mature, you're not interested in Lego blocks. It would be weird if I'm sitting on the floor playing with my Lego blocks. So, why? Because I matured. I have other things on my mind. If I'm playing, so replace Lego blocks with a video game today, or with whatever. Doing any of these activities, not, you know, just that are not tyrodic, then, you know, replay. Why are you spending your time on that when you could be learning? The answer is because we don't enjoy learning. I enjoy playing video games, I don't enjoy learning. Then, but the Archaim HaKadosh is saying that if you would understand how geshmak learning is, then you wouldn't be interested in everything out there. And if you are interested in things, and I think it's safe to say that most of us in the room, if not all of us in the room, have an interest or have a curiosity about what's going on with certain things that we like, hobbies, interests, politics, sports, entertainment, whatever it is, it's because we haven't fully become infatuated with Torah. And this isn't to guilt us. We're trying to see and evaluate what's going on in order to perhaps try to build up our love for Torah, so that we could sort of move away from a lot of the trivial pursuits of life and we could really get immersed into the beautiful world, which is Torah. Ke'ein zeh matzino shekosva chazin ish be'egreisav. The Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters, it's in Chelek Gimel Igeres Aleph, Hazivog shel ha'chachma im ha'adam I efshar b'li kimeya v'te'avin. The pairing, the coupling of chachma together with a person cannot come unless you desire it. Divrei Torah chavivin kayach achiv v'paiseach ha'samayach v'yes ha'lev levleya chachma bina v'das. How am I going to, why would I learn Torah? What makes me, my mind, interested and open to absorbing Torah? You know what would make me interested in learning Torah? If I would have like a taiva to learn Torah. If I would have curiosity. Are you curious about what the Torah says? If you're not curious about what the Torah says, if you're not really interested in what the Torah has to say about things, then I'm not going to learn Torah. You could put a gun to my head, I'll do it to pass a test or to get an A on Talmud. But I'm not going to really be absorbed in the Torah unless I'm curious. The people that you see that are always like, as soon as like they have an opportunity, they run back to the Beis Medrash and they're having extra starim and bekiyas and Mishnah Berurah and hashkafa and halacha, and they're always like, you know, always busy with their learning. You know why that is? Because they have a certain taiva for it. They desire it. They want to know. They want to know. I want to know what the Shulchan Aruch says about this. I want to finish the Masechta. I want to finish Kedushin. I want to be able to chazer. I want to be able to be kind of Masechta. If you don't have that desire, you ain't going to do it. Just like if somebody says to you, eat your peas and carrots. I don't want to eat my peas and carrots. I hate peas and carrots. Okay, but eat it. So I'll eat it if you put a gun to my head, but I don't want to eat it. I'm not going to like be thinking about eating it the whole day. I'm going to like try to run away from it. So the object of getting interested in learning is exactly that. We have to figure out how to get a taiva for learning. The reason why we're able to know so much about certain things, like for example, there are people that have tremendous bekiyas in movies. You could say a line of a movie and they'll be able to tell you immediately what year, what movie, who the actor was that said it to, mi amar al mi. They'll be able to know the whole thing. Why? On thousands of movies, hundreds of movies. How do they do that? Are they geniuses? Suddenly they're iluyim? Not iluyim. They just love watching movies. If they love watching movies, we could all do that. If you love baseball, you'll be able to tell me some random guy's RBI in 1983. You're a genius? No, I'm not. This is what interests me. I enjoy this. This is what I live for. People that like cars, they could tell you every car and every cylinder and every gash. I love cars. That's what I do. So if you want to have that bekiyos and that ability to be a masmid, you have to have a taiva for it. You have to develop somehow that desire to want to know. I want to have a curiosity. I remember I was once going to Rav Aaron Schechter on Shabbos for a Suda, Zechar Tzadik Livracha, which is very hard to say. You know, he was just Nifter this week. And, it's still hard to understand. But anyway, we were walking home from Shul on Shabbos. He lives in Flatbush. And there's a questionable Erev. Most people, I should say most, many, many people do not hold to the Flatbush Erev. And And there was, we passed by somebody that was a Jew with a yarmulke. He was walking his dog on a leash on Shabbos. And so we started getting into a discussion, you know, me and Rav Aaron and maybe some other people there about the halachas of, you know, of a leash on Shabbos without an Erev. So if it was you and me, we'd say, okay, whatever, just let's eat our cholent, forget about it. Rav Aaron took out a mishdavar when we came home. And he was, you know, between the kiddush and hamitzi and the gefilte fish, he was looking at the mishnah berurah. And then between the gefilte fish and the cholent, he was looking at the cholent and the dessert and the benching and the zmiras. He wasn't doing it because he was taking a chidon haTanach. He wasn't doing it. Nobody would think twice about him. And he was curious, like, okay, here's a question. Is this okay? Is it mutter? Is it aser? What's the gedarim of a leash if it has to be taut, if it can be loose? How loose could it be? And he was sitting. He was obsessed with it. He was absorbed by it. I wouldn't be absorbed. I'm just like, where's the cholent? Like, let's get to the cholent. But if you have a curiosity, and he always had a curiosity, and you'll find that by every Talmud Chacham, Amiti, that they just want to know. They need to know. It's not a question. Like it's not like, okay, I don't know. You have to know. You know, a question comes up about pikuach nefesh, about bayer, about whatever it is. I need to know. You know, most people just say, all right, whatever, I don't know. You know, I'll ask a rabbi if it was nageya. But the rabbis that are, you know, we should be having a curiosity to know. So through chiba, through having an interest, a love, that's how you're going to be a masmid. V'chein pirsh haradak, he brings a radak that says that when I think of divrei Torah, I enjoy it, and that's why I'm not going to forget. You have to enjoy something. Whatever it is that you're going to excel at and master, it's only if you have a curiosity and a joy and a pleasure from it. We all know that, right? It's pashut. It's not, this is not debatable. He says that the Vilna Gaon, hayimisugalulma basmada atzuma shayis, we know that the Vilna Gaon used to learn like days straight. The ilu anu, what about us? Achri lima daf gemar v'meshchatzi shom misayfim. We learn a daf gemar, half an hour. What happens after half an hour at first aid? Let's say we come on time, the first aid at 9:30. By 10 o'clock, we're exhausted. We're getting a coffee. We're getting a, you know, schmoozing. He was able to sit undisturbed and without a problem for 36 hours at a shot. The stipler, same thing. Why is that? The answer is that the Vilna Gaon found it delicious. Torah to him wasn't a chore. It wasn't a box to check. He didn't want to do anything else but learn. He felt that arevus in the Pesikas HaTorah. For us, it's, you know, if we're honest with ourselves, for most of us, I'm sure there's in every room there's an exception, but it's not. We don't feel that geschmack. There's something that is wrong. And therefore, it's going to be tiring but I've never seen anyone like that was doing, like playing a video game, that in a video game, if you're into video games and you love it, so I don't think people fall asleep when they're playing video games, right? I've never seen somebody playing, I don't know, what's the popular one today?
Fortnite,
thank you. That's probably not even popular anymore, but like, you know, I think I'm cool by saying it, but Fortnite. So, did anyone ever fall asleep by Fortnite? I don't think so. Anyone ever get tired and like exhausted and like bored of Fortnite? No. If you're playing it, it's geschmack. It's an experience. It's like you're all in. If we had that geschmack when it came to Torah, we would also be all in, and that's why Baruch Hashem there are no shortage of people that actually are all in to Torah. But if we're not, then we have to do a little bit of a diagnostic on ourselves and figure out what's going on. He says, "Kol adam yachalita liyaday itain a sefer sipurit tzadikim lasal lekrei b'hem lahamshach l'loy harav b'ilacha sha'aver chatzi laila." Yeah, sometimes you'll take a newspaper, a magazine, a book. You like a novel, and sometimes you know it's like a real page turner, and you can't. All of a sudden, you look at the clock; it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You're like, what happened to the time? Like, why? What happened? Because it's delicious, it's geschmack. It's like having a candy in your mouth, he says. You're not going to ever get bored of it. However, the Torah starts off And this is very important. Tchilasa merirus v'seifa mesikos. This is something that's very, very important to know. That Torah starts off as being difficult, as it's bitter in a way. If we're not yet finding a geschmack, it's because we're still at that bitter stage. It's still hard. There is a learning curve when it comes to Torah. It might be because the lashon of the Gemara is hard. It's Greek to us. It's Aramaic, and there's no dots, and there's no there's no commas, there's no periods, no question marks, and there's a very big learning curve until you figure out the yin and the yang of the Gemara and the way it goes. But when you can break through that and you get through that bitter part of it, it's like, you know, when you're working out and you're just starting to exercise, if you don't give up, because initially it's going to be very hard, but if you keep it up, you're going to get like a runner high. You're going to want to do it more and more. But if you never allow your body to get there, then it's never going to get there. If you just say, this is crazy, I'm not doing this, then you're never going to. But then there are people that are like every morning, they're waking up, they're jogging, 5 miles, and they're geschmack, and they're enjoying it because they got past that hurdle. Originally, Torah is not geschmack at first, naturally, to anybody. But if we are able to get through the initiation part of learning Torah, then it's going to be sweet, and that's a guarantee. It's going to be geschmack at the end. Ha'muna b'Hashem yisparach v'akara ha'pnimis, ki limud ha'Torah v'dvekes b'Hashem, ha'lida b'lev g'day l'adaras cheshkas ha'Torah. What we're doing when we're learning Torah is we're connecting to Hashem. There is a dvekes, a very, very deep connection that our neshama has with Hashem when we're learning, and that's a tremendous sweetness. There's no greater joy and pleasure in the universe than that. And that's why Gedalia Yisrael are able to have that hasmada, because it's a pleasure. I once had a Talmud who he went one Ben Azmanim. He went to, it wasn't Lakewood, it was like a community kailal somewhere, I think in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken. And he came back at the end, and I asked him, how was it? He says, it was the most phenomenal experience he ever had. He says, there was like maybe 10, 15 avreichim, and they were so happy. These are people that had no gashmias. They probably get paid, less than, anyone And, but they were happy. So they were learning and they were singing. They went to the Sfarim Shank to get a sefer off the shelf and they were singing. There was a happiness that was pervasive in the room. And he said, I want that. And P.S., it's been like probably 15 years since that story. And he got married. He was here until he got married. He moved to Lakewood. He's been shtag last night. I made a bar mitzvah upstairs. Some of you came. Everyone was invited, but some of you came. And he was here. He came from Lakewood. And he's a tremendous masman. He was a masman over a year. But like, he has that geschmack. He loves learning. He learns like 20 hours a day. And he's happy. He's a happy person. He's not wealthy, and he lives bedachkos, but he loves. He doesn't want to do anything else. There's nothing else. His whole family are doctors and surgeons, whatever. He didn't want. He could have done that. He didn't want to. He got bitten by this love of learning, and that's all he wants to do. So this is what we're talking about tonight. That you have to understand that there is a beauty and a sweetness to learning Torah. But we can't let the instant gratification that we generally have, like Fortnite, first time you play it, or second, or whatever, it's geschmack. Pac-Man, when I was a kid, there wasn't all these Fortnite. Yeah, Black Pac-Man, or Space Invaders, if anyone knows what I'm talking about. It's geschmack. You put a quarter in the machine, and it gobbles up the thing, and it's geschmack. It's addictive, you enjoy it, it's geschmack. There's no learning curve, pretty much. Torah, there's a learning curve, and that's a very big hurdle for all of us. But there's a promise that once you are able to leap over that hurdle, and it takes time and it takes perseverance, and it's not easy, but the pot of gold is at the end of this journey, or not so far. I make it sound like it's a million miles away. It's not. But don't give up. Don't say, I hate learning, I don't like learning. I understand, that's naturally. This Rapinkas is talking about that. He's talking to us. And he knows the challenges that we have. But if you are able to persevere and just keep on coming to Seder and keep on trying and trying some more until you get more fluent with the Gemara and the Svaras and the Lamdas and understanding the Rishayim and Achrayim, when that kicks in, you're going to get that runner's high. You're going to be like addicted. Let's just see the punchline. He says as follows: Elohim Dvarim Shapashit Tzarech L'Knaisam. This is something that we have to acquire. We have to work on this. This is not an easy thing. Yitachin Amnam Shalimit Kalalailu Me'asagas Lagvayis. You might think to say that to be one of those masmidim that you come at 2 o'clock and you look into the Beis Medrash and there's that guy sitting there. There's always that one guy sitting in the Beis Medrash, right? And you think that that's something for him. It's impossible. I would never be that. It's not for me. But if you're in learning, the Yiddish of this is ligin and learning. If you're like completely immersed in the sugya that you're learning, in the Gemara, and chazering it, and don't try to, overdo it. Just slowly, 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 and chazer. To think when you're going to sleep and learning. When you're in Seder, try to really, not be mevatel, not waste time. You're going to be zeicha as time passes to really be able to connect, to cleave to the Torah. This is promised us. You're going to feel its sweetness. You're going to taste it in the most wonderful manner. Like the Tana and Avestu of Nasan says, Ein lecha ava ka'ava shel Torah. There's no greater love that a person, that a human being can have than the love of Torah. It's a promise. These are Tanaim, Achrayim, Rishayim. These are things that were, that it's money in the bank. But if you're thinking that I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to you, and I'm even talking to myself, that if we're able to just learn, and when we're supposed to learn, we're learning anyway, right? We're coming to Seder anyway. But come to Seder and really try to not waste time. If you're going to, start learning and then stop and take a coffee break and this and then schmooze with this guy and that guy and then check your email, check your WhatsApp. If that's your whole morning Seder, then don't be surprised if it's not going good. But if you're able to, lock your phone up in one of those lockers and charge it at the same time outside the Beis Medrash, and just sit with your chavrusa and learn for a couple of hours, you'll see that it'll be geschmack. And not necessarily immediately, but if you give it time and you chazer and you get a fluency in the Gemara, then there's no such thing as failure. Never, the Chazal, they're promising us that if we do this, we're going to be able to get the sweetness of Torah. We'll be hooked on Torah. We'll be addicted to Torah. Mitzvah Hashem, let's try. Let's give it a chance. Let's see if he's wrong. Prove him wrong. I don't know if we've tried to prove him right yet, but let's try it. Mikan Alabatol, this whole Zman, let's see if we can really ramp up our Limudat Torah, our Smad, our Chazara, and hopefully we will then start feeling that incredible sweetness and pleasure as the Aruch Chaim describes in this Pasuk in this week's Parashah.